אוקיי, חודש טוב, everybody, מי שנכנס הדור, מרבים בשמחה. A bit of a discussion about whether that refers to Adar Aleph. A bit of a discussion whether it refers to the first day of Rosh Chodesh in Adar Beis. But today, all opinions agree that mi shenichnas Adar Marbim b'simcha, no machlokes whatsoever. So mitzvah Hashem, we shall be zoicha to feel that simcha. Ve'ein simcha elo teira. Pikudei Hashem Yesharim, Mesamechei Lev, the Torah is Mesameach. So let's immediately begin Be'ezus Hashem with our project of Simcha. The Gemara said, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Halacha Kereb Yosi. The first word on the line is Yosi. There's been a request from somewhere here, an Ador joke. I won't say from who, because we don't want to embarrass Mishkafayim or anything like that. An Ador joke.
I think the Rebbe said one year that some Rebbe always started out there with a joke.
Well, I just finished learning with Bernard Bloch, our good friend. I learn with him every morning. So he's telling me about the results of the elections and politicians. So he said, Natan Sharansky, who, as we know, was incarcerated in a jail in Russia and then came to Eretz Yisrael, became a member of the Knesset. So he said, the only difference between me and all other politicians is I was in jail before I became a politician. Okay, let's say that back to our story. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. The Halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. Now the question is, what does he mean? So in order to understand what he just meant, we need to remind ourselves, and that's why this is a little bit tricky. There are two statements that Rabbi Yosi said. One in his own name, and one in the Mishnah, he was quoting others. Do you remember we saw yesterday that there is an opinion in the Mishnah, it's quoted by Rabbi Yosi, albeit it's not his personal opinion. He said, you're only posel le'edus if it's ra'u le'yorshei, if you are an inheritor. Which would mean, therefore, that a brother-in-law who does not inherit you is not posel le'edus. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosi in our sugya quite clearly said that a brother-in-law is posel le'edus. A discussion we saw yesterday, what about the children, children-in-law of the brother-in-law, but the brother-in-law himself is posel le'edus. Now, that's not a contradiction. Because as mentioned, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi was not expressing his own opinion. He was expressing the opinion of others. So even though the Gemara calls it Rabbi Yosi, but we must remember it's not his personal opinion. Because if it were to be his personal opinion, well, then we have a glaring contradiction in what does Rabbi Yosi hold about a brother-in-law. The answer is that there is no contradiction. Rabbi Yosi definitely holds that a brother-in-law is posel le'edus. It's just that in the Mishnah, he quoted an opinion that said that Yesh Oimrim, that a brother-in-law is not posel le'edus because he's not an inheritor. Now, when Shmuel said, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Halacha k'Rav Yosi. So which Rav Yosi was he referring to? Was he referring to Rav Yosi in the Mishnah? In which case a brother-in-law is not posel le'edus. Or was he referring to Rabbi Yosi in our Gemara, in which case a brother-in-law is posel le'edus? It's not clear. So have a look once again. We saw this right at the end of yesterday. Have a look at the Rashi at the end of the sixth bottom line. Rashi said, Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Kosal kadatoch, very important words. We're always medayik those words in Rashi. It means it's a havamina. So apparently, the Gemara will fall away from this. Kosal kadatoch, the initial understanding, albeit mistaken understanding, is k'Rabbi Yosi demasnisin. It's not referring to Rabbi Yosi in our Gemara. Rather, it's referring to Biesi in the Mishnah, Deloi Posel, Ela, Koroi, Varau, Lirash. Only a relation who is a possible inheritor. Vegisoi, and a brother-in-law, Enoi Ra'u L'Yorshoi, is not an inheritor. Well, if he's not an inheritor, so according to Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, a brother-in-law would be kosher Leidus. And the Havamina of the Gemara was that when Shmuel said, Alocha K'Rabbi Yossi, he's referring to that Rabbi Yossi, in which case, a brother-in-law is a kosher aid. So have a look in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, first word on the line is Yosi, about 15 lines from the bottom. Hahi matanta. What is a matanta? A matanta is a shtar matona. Okay, so we have a document in which it's written that Reuven commits himself to give a matona and has given a matona to Shimon. So Shimon is now possessing whatever it may be, a piece of land or an article. Reuven cannot come to him and say, excuse me, that belongs to me. Why can't he claim that? Because Shimon says, excuse me, I have documentation which clearly expresses that you gave it to me as a gift. So although it maybe was once yours, but now it's mine. Now, like any shtar, it's got to be a kosher shtar with Edim. Says the Gemara, who are the Edim over here? Ahi matanta, dahava chasimi olo. The signatures on it were Trey Gisi, two brothers-in-law. Remember we said earlier on in the sugya that Krovim cannot testify about each other or with each other. Same halacha. So here I've got a story in which two brothers-in-law are teaming up as a group of Eidos to testify about a matana. Will that be a good shtar or will not be a good shtar? And the answer is it depends on what you paskin about a brother-in-law. So according to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, it'll be fine because brothers-in-law are not inheritors. According to Rabbi Yossi in our Gemara, it will not be fine because brothers-in-law Apostle Eidos. So let's see how this story continues. Sovar Rabbi Yosef L'Achshura. So Rabbi Yosef, he was the Rav who was asked his Shaila. Initially, he held that it's kosher. Why? The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Yosef. Didn't we just say a moment ago that we paskin like Rabbi Yosef? And if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, then it all depends on whether you are or whether you're not an inheritor. A brother-in-law is not an inheritor, in which case, brothers-in-law are kosher to be Eidim. Therefore, this shtar is 100% kosher. So that's what Rabbi Yosef wanted a paskin. Oh, Male Abaya. So Abaya said, I'm sorry, you got the wrong Rabbi Yossi. Omale Abaya, Mimai, how do you know the Rabbi Yossi de Masnisin? How do you know that Shmuel meant to paskin like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah de Machsher Begisoi, who was kosher, he considered a brother-in-law kosher? Dilma, maybe that's not what Shmuel meant at all. Dilma, Rabbi Yossi de Braisa. Maybe it's not Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah who says it depends on inheritance. Maybe rather it's Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa who says that what? The Posil Begisai. The Posil Begisai. He says a brother-in-law is Posil. So why are you considering this shtar kosher? Because brothers-in-law are kosher leidus. According to Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, who says we're going with Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah? Maybe we're going with Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa? So he answered, no. Lo yisal kedatach. Do not think that way. When Shmuel said, remember, it's all very cryptic. When Shmuel says Halacha k'Reb Yosi, he didn't explain to us which Reb Yosi is he actually following. Which Reb Yosi does he mean? Reb Yosi of the Mishnah or Reb Yosi in the Braisa? So Reb Yosef was assuming that, what did he mean? He's assuming that he means Reb Yosi of the Mishnah. And according to that, it would be kosher. When Abaye challenged him and said, no, maybe he means Reb Yosi in the Braisa, answers back Reb Yosef, no. Loi sal kadatach. Do you know why? The Omar Shmuel, because that same Shmuel, the same Shmuel who said the halacha ka Reb Yosi, he said another statement, and this will be very revealing. What did he say? Shmuel said, Kagoin ano upinchos. He says, myself and Pinchos, dehavinon achai vegisai. Shmuel had a brother called Pinchas. He was not only his brother, but he was also his brother-in-law. How can that be? Two brothers marry two sisters. So he said, my brother, Pinchas, who's both a brother and a brother-in-law, is posel eidus. So what do you see from that statement of Shmuel, says the Gemara? Avol gisoi da alma shapir dami. It sounds like that the only reason he was disqualifying Pinchas was because he was his brother. But it sounds like, were it to be just a normal brother-in-law, gisoi da alma, a regular brother-in-law who is not a brother, shapir dami would be 100% fine. So what do you see? That Shmuel seems to hold that what's the halacha of a brother-in-law? That it's kosher. The only reason why he passed Pinchas, his brother-in-law, is because he happens to be a brother as well. And that's why he stated, and he said, Pinchas, my brother and brother-in-law is passed. Ah, you mean it's only because he's your brother as well? But were he not to be a brother, just a brother-in-law, it sounds like he's kosher. So doesn't that prove to us that Shmuel is going with Rabbi Yosi of the Mishnah that a brother-in-law is, in fact, kosher? Look at Rashi. Towards the end of the fifth bottom line. Lo yisal kadatach. Doho behedya porish Shmuel. Because Shmuel clearly said Lipsula de Gisoy. When he was referring to the psula of brother-in-law, he said, Kagoin ano upinchos. He said, as an example, myself and my brother Pinchas, Shahoya Ochiv, underline. He was also his brother, the Gisoy. Michlal. So we can deduce from there, de Gisoy, de Alma, Ksheirin. That a regular brother-in-law, who is not a brother as well, would jolly well be kosher. So it does seem, therefore, to suggest that Shmuel holds a brother-in-law is kosher. It's only a problem if he happens also to be your brother, but otherwise a brother-in-law is kosher. So now let's get back to our story, Rabbi Yisai. We have a shtar, matana, on which two brothers-in-law signed. And what did Rabbi Yosef paskin? Rabbi Yosef wanted a paskin that the shtar is okay because we go with Rabbi Yosi. Shmuel said, Alocha ka Rabbi Yosi. How do we know which Rabbi Yosi Shmuel is referring to? Well, we seem now to have a confirmation. It seems to be that Shmuel holds that a brother-in-law is indeed kosher le'edus. It's only a problem if he happens to be your brother as well. But if not, two regular, normal brothers-in-law are kosher leidos. So that's why Rabbi Yosef wanted to kosher the shtar. Abaya was still not happy, says the Gemara. V'dilma, maybe, quote unquote, kagoin ano upinchos, quote unquote, when he said, as an example, myself and Pinchas. Now remember, what was unique about Pinchas? Pinchas was doubly related, a brother and a brother-in-law. So we understood, maybe he's possible only because of the brother part. How do you know? Maybe Mishum de Gisoy, underline, Ka'omar. How do you know that he was saying that he's possible only because he's a brother as well? Maybe he was telling you he's possible based on the fact that he's a brother-in-law, and a brother-in-law itself is enough to passel. So it's still up in the air. We don't know how to Shmuel paskin. Shmuel said cryptic words. What was his cryptic words? Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Which Rabbi Yosi? Is it Rabbi Yosi that koshers the brother-in-law or Rabbi Yosi that passels the brother-in-law? So Rabbi Yosef was assuming that it was the Rabbi Yosi who koshers the brother-in-law, and that's why Rabbi Yosef wanted to kosher this shtar matana. But Abaya keeps on rejecting this suggestion and telling him, excuse me, how do you know? Maybe we actually paskin like Rabbi Yosi of the Braisa that a brother-in-law is possible. So I'm very sorry to tell you, this shtar matana, which has two brothers-in-law signed on it, is a possible shtar. So how could you kosher it? How could you kosher it? How could you kosher it? That's the question. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef now comes back and he says, I'm going to try something different now. Says the Gemara, Omar Lei. So Rabbi Yosef said to the person holding the shtar, in other words, the one who claims that he's received the matana. So Rabbi Yosef says, listen, I've tried to claim that the shtar is kosher and Abaya is being chaylik. Abaya is maintaining that maybe we pass like Rabbi Yosef, that a brother-in-law is possible. So I'm sorry to tell you at this stage, maybe the shtar is no good. But don't worry, I've got another eitzah for you. Do you know what the eitzah is? Omar lei zil kanye be'ede mesira kerebelozo. What does that mean? So Rabbeisai, we have to press pause over here and we have to introduce a very important yesod. Whenever you have a shtar, whichever shtar it may be, a shtar matona, a shtar choiv, a shtar ksuba, whatever it may be, there has to be edim. If there are no edim, then this piece of paper is merely a piece of paper. It's not a shtar. What exactly is the role of the Edim? What do the Edim have to do? Well, if you've ever, for example, been to a chuppah, you'll notice that number one, the two Edim sign on the ksubah. Number two, they also testify, they see the chosan handing over the ksubah to his wife. So the Edim l'chayra are doing two things. They're doing what's called chasima, and they're also testifying mesira. Mesira means handing over. Which of those two testimonies is really what's pulling the strings over here? And the answer is, it is a terrific machlokes. That's why we do both. One opinion says that it's all about the chasima. That's what koshers the shtar. Shitas Rebeloza is that no, it's the Ede Mesira. What koshers the shtar is the edim who see it being handed over. Well, if that's the case, so why'd you have to ever sign a shtar then? Just keep it blank, hand it over from one party to the other, and the edim will see that. As we're about to see in Rashi, be'etzem, that's true. And that would be perfectly acceptable. What's the problem? Maybe the edim will die, or maybe the edim will travel, or maybe we'll forget who the edim are, then how are you going to prove that the shtar is kosher? So to save any problems, in addition, the edim also sign the shtar. But according to Rabbi Loza, what is the main testimony that gives credence to the shtar? The answer is the Ede Mesira. If that's the case, says Reb Yosef, I've got an answer for you. You're holding a shtar. What are we worried about? Who signed on it? Two brothers-in-law. I thought they're kosher. Abai is telling me they're possible. Fine. It's not all over. We can still save the day. How can we save the day? Let's do a Masira of the shtar in front of two Edim. And then even if the chasimas are no good, but at least we've got Ede Masira. Because we're going to follow Rabbi Loza's opinion. Have a look at Rashi. At the end of the fourth line. Omar leila makabul matana. He said to the makabul of the matana, the receiver, right? The receiver has now received this cow or house, whatever it may be, and nobody denies it. The giver, the donor, is more than happy to admit that it's his, but we want proof forever. It's all very well, but they're all on good terms now. But what happens if next year the donor comes back and says, excuse me, what are you doing sitting in my house? So he wants to be able to produce a kosher shtar saying that what? I have documentation that you gave it to me as a gift. Well, at the moment, the shtar is posel because Abai is maintaining that two brothers-in-law cannot be aided. So Rabbi Yosef says, fine, I've got an aidser. Make sure that the donor hands over the shtar to the receiver in front of two other edim who are kosher, and then Shalom al Yisrael. Look at Rashi. Omale makabel matana zil kanye be'ede mesira. Acquire the shtar with edim mesira. Im yesh lecho edim achirim. If you've got other edim, shemosar lecho shtar ze bifneihem, who are testifying that this shtar was given in front of them. Havim. Well, bring these edim along. V'ya'idu, and they will testify, v'tia shelcho, and then it will be yours. So what are you worried about? That you're holding a shtar which is posel? Well, did anybody see the donor hand over this shtar to you at the time that he gave you the gift? If yes, so bring those edim, and that'll be the edim asira. Why? The sovar kerebe aloza, because he held like Rabbi Loza. The Omar ben Masechtas Gittin. What is Rabbi Loza? This is Rabbi Loza's famous opinion. Afilu loy chosmu boy edim. Rabbi Loza maintains that even if there's no signatures at all on the shtar, the edim did not sign. Elo shenosnu lo bifnei edim, but rather they just gave it over in front of edim, but the shtar is non-signed upon. Kosher. Rabbi Loza maintains it's kosher. The goiva menachosim meshuabodim, and now he can even use this shtar to collect from fields and houses. Excuse me, I've got clear documentation, even though there's no signatures on them. Doesn't matter. I've got edim asira. She'ein ho'edim chos min al haget, ela mepnei tikkun ha'olam, The only reason, according to Rabbi Elazar, that you ever require a signature on the shtar is only tikkun oila. What does tikkun oila mean? We're just trying to fix up things. There shouldn't be a balagan afterwards. So if afterwards, if it's a get and the husband comes along, or if it's a donor, the donor comes along, or if it's a ksuba, the husband comes along, if anybody tries to make problems, in the event that we're not able to bring the Eide Masira, so we sign on the shtar as well, so we now have a backup Eidim, but those are not the main Eidim. So therefore, where are we up to, Rabbeisai, in the story? We have a shtar matana, and the two Eidim that have signed are psulim, because they're brothers-in-law, and according to Abaya, brothers-in-law could be posel. So Rabbi Yosef tells the receiver of the matana, don't worry, it's not all over. I've got another Eitzah for you. What's the Eitzah? If they were Eide Masira, bring them along. And that will finally prove that indeed you receive this as a gift. What's the problem? Says the Gemara. Look back into the Gemara now. The Ha'omar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, "Moide Rabbi Loza b'mezuyef mitoichai shehu pasul." Our case is worse than Rabbi Loza's standard case. What was Rabbi Loza's standard case, as we just saw in Rashi? That the shtar essentially has no signatures on it. Says Rabbi Loza, "I don't mind. I'm happy with the Eide Masira. The Eide Chasima is only as a backup, but the main Eidim is the Eide Masira." Says Rav Abba, that's true. But even according to Rav Loza, who says that the main Eidim are the Eide Masira, but if the shtar is inherently posel, because there are Eidim Psulim, then I'm sorry to tell you, Eide Masira cannot kosher a posel shtar. All they can do is kosher an anonymous shtar. But if the shtar is mezuyef means it's forged or invalidated, then there's no way that Eide Masira can help. So I'm very sorry to tell you, Rabbi Yosef, your second Eitzah has also not worked. Your first Eitzah, your first suggestion was that the brothers-in-law are kosher Eidim. Well, that fell through the cracks because we are concerned that actually Halacha is at Rabbi Yosi, brothers-in-law, absolute. What was your second Eitzah? That we can rely on Eide Masira because according to Rabbi Loza, those are the main Eidim. That's true where there are no Eidim who have signed the shtar. So then we'll rely on the Eide Masira. But here, I'm sorry to tell you, we do have Eidim signed on the shtar and they're psulim. Well, Rabbi Elazar never said then, you can be semich on Eide Masira. Look at the bottom Rashi, last line. B'mezuyaf b'soichoy shechosmu boy Eidim psulim. If the shtar has been signed by Eidim psulim, shehu posel, then the shtar is jolly well posel. De b'mai koni lei b'hai shtara. How can you be koina? What with his shtar? Hai shtar chaspa ba'al mo. The shtar is now just a piece of paper. If the shtar is a valid document, it's just lacking Eidim, that's when Rabbi Loza says the Eide Masira, they kosher up the shtar. But if the shtar is posel, then what are the Eide Masira koshering? They can't kosher something that's posel. It's a piece of paper. It's not a shtar bichlal. So Rabbi Yosef has tried with all his koyach to make sure that this shtar matana is a good shtar, and both of his suggestions, both attempts, have now fallen through. So look back in the Gemara. Amalei, first words on the line. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef is finally forced to admit, and he says to the receiver, Zil. What does Zil mean? Go, leave me alone. Loi shov kili. They're not letting me. They are not allowing me to establish the matana with you. I've tried every which way to establish that you are the worthy owner of this gift. I tried considering that the shtar is kosher. I tried relying on Edom and Syria. They're not allowing me. Every suggestion that I'm making, they keep on pushing me back. Suggestion number one was that the shtar is kosher because brothers-in-law are kosher. To which Abaya said, no, they're not. We paskan like the second Rabbi Yossi, the brothers-in-law apostle. I then came with a second attempt to kosher up the shtar based on Edom and Syria. And now Abba is telling me that no, Edom and Syria is only good where the shtar is empty. But where the shtar has false signatures on it or Edom psulim, then it's just a piece of paper. So there's nothing for the Edom Asira to kosher up. So both attempts are unsuccessful. So leave me alone. I've tried everything I can and they're just not allowing it. So you're going to have to start all over again. You have to go back to the donor and ask him for a new shtar. So, okay, we'll hold it over here. Beis Hashem. It's Hashem, Beis Ador Beis. Tomorrow we'll continue to the bottom of the Omud and going to the top. And Beis Hashem, by the end of the week, I hope to reach the Mishnah Mitz Hashem.